punching the time card, number 5.
Yeah, Roger, I had to say that because it's been a while since I've actually clocked in officially for, let me see, probably close to about 8 months.
Yeah, I haven't clocked in for, let's see, I'm at about 3, June, July, August, September. Yeah, I'm almost 4. So, it is kind of weird. I have to keep myself busy, though. I've been working on an antenna project and a radio project, so... and then a friend gave me a chainsaw to fix, and so you do kind of keep yourself busy retired, don't you?
Yeah, there's always something to do. I'm working on I've been going through various radios that I've got and kind of fine-tuning them. I've picked up some additional test equipment, stuff that I've needed for a while and didn't have, so I've been able to do some alignments that properly that I couldn't do in the past, and I've been working on a Hallicrafters S-77 trying to get the last remnants of hum out of the damn audio. I think I found a problem tonight. Audio output transformer to secondary was shorted, and so I got that figured out, got another transformer in there, and I just hooked it up temporarily with some alligator clips, and it seems to have eliminated about 75% of the hum. There's still a little bit there. I don't know if you can ever get rid of every last bit of it on a transformerless radio, but it's down to where it's acceptable. You really got to put your ear up to the speaker to hear it, where before you could be standing halfway across the room and hear it, even with the volume knob turned down. So some of that old stuff, I mean, this radio was probably built in 1950, and eventually some of the parts just give out. I mean, they weren't meant to last for 70 years, but it's amazing that some of them do. But anyway, so I've been working on that stuff, doing some yard work. Me and Jesse are working on a 2-meter setup, so I'm going to put a 2-meter antenna up on top of the roof tomorrow, and I think we got a repeater that we can both hit. At least I hope it will work when I get this antenna up about another 20 feet. So anyway, yeah, we've been keeping busy here. Well, not we, just me. I'm by myself now. I can't even include the wife in on these projects. But anyway, yeah, I don't get bored. I keep busy. It does take a while to get out of the habit of work, but I'm slowly getting into it, Bob. This is KO4FE.
I still miss work, but I think I'm going to get myself used to this retirement. So KO4FE, KHOI, it is 2,200 hours. Sounds like a good time to maybe start a net, maybe like a conversation about current events. That sounds like a good idea. So CQ, this is Kilo Alpha 8, Julie Ocean Yankee, for the Saturday Night Liberty Net, September 12th, 2020. Over.
K0YWT, checking in at Cabot and Central Missouri. Again, at K0YWT.
K0YWT, correct?
Roger that.
And the first name, please?
Kevin.
You said it faster than I could listen. Over.
Oh, roger that. It's Kevin. K-E-V-I-N. Kevin.
All righty, Kevin. I have you on the list, sir. You'll be number 6 in the line of order. Over.
Roger that.
Well, I'm going to start, and then we'll listen for one more round, and then we'll go from there. So good evening to all the participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it is the longest running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now and since the year of 1974, when the one and the only W1WCR founded the Liberty Net. Current event and amateur radio topics are welcome. Considering it is the 19th anniversary yesterday for 9/11, I think I will read the part of my opening that has to do with the national anthem. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose bright star, broad stars and bright, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the Reds' rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof to the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. And what's known as either verse 3 or verse 4, which I believe is touching, oh, thus be it ever when free men shall stand between their loved home and the war's desolation. Bless the victory and peace. May the heaven-rescued land praise the power that hath made and preserved us a nation. Then conquer we must when our cause it is just. And this be our motto, in God is our trust. And the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave. So good evening. I'm going to try one more time for some check-ins, and then we'll start. This is Kilo Alpha 8, Julia, Ocean Yankee, looking for a check-ins for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Over.
And 4OQ, checking in.
There's Mr. Larry, N4OQ in the great state of Tennessee, number 7. Over.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Bob.
Kilo Echo Zero, Victor Romeo Tango, Bill Bravo India, Lima Lima, Joplin, Missouri.
Okay, say the call again. I don't think I have it on my list, so I can write it down, please.
Kilo Echo Zero, Victor Romeo Tango.
All righty, Kilo Alpha Zero, Victor Romeo Tango. Bill, you are going to be number 8, sir.
QSL, and I have a correction for the call sign. It's Kilo Echo. Kilo Echo.
Kilo Echo. I have Echo written, but I didn't say it. I love dementia. Alrighty, with that being said, I'm going to start out by, we know that it's the 19th anniversary, and I was watching something that was sent to me by one of my friends from a website called Democrats Against UN Agenda 21. Kind of interesting. Her name is Rosa Coire, K-O-I-R-E. And she sure don't sound like a liberal, but she does have democratic ideas. But her discussion was about Agenda 21 and about another website, which I went to that's frightening, called America 2050. America 2050. And it's talking about, as we're trying to push Agenda 21, the key years in their scheme is 2020, 2025, 2030, and 2050. One of their thoughts in this Agenda 21 is global crisis requires global response, which requires a global governance. Interesting. And since there was no alien landings in 2020, hey, COVID-19, a pandemic, was born. She goes on, this website goes on about talking about what has man wanted most. And one was to live forever and to create life. And they're talking about the fourth tech revolution, technological revolution, that is the blurring of the lines between the physical, the digital, and the biological spheres. So they were showing pictures of how we basically have entered this computer age and everything does stuff for us. The unrest, though, we've been having could lead to a constitutional convention in the near future because the United States Constitution is in the way of the United Nations agenda. So those are just some of the highlights that I watched, and this Agenda 21, I have followed it a little bit. It is frightening, but America 2050, that one is frightening. I was amazed. There's so much to read. I was just overwhelmed. So with that being said, good evening, and Mr. Jim, behind enemy lines in Michigan, K-E-8-I-N-E. It's all yours. Over.
K-8-I-N-E. I'm going to make one transmission. I've got a sore throat, and then I'm going to retire. This is First Town Council of Barcelona. This is in the only magazine that really tells what's going on. It's the American Free Press. It used to be called the Spotlight, and they show guard tower at the Camp Greeley and the areas that are cordoned off in several areas to hold quite a few people as a FEMA camp. That's going to be the largest one in Michigan, the old Camp Grayling National Guard place. Now, I had a book one time. If they abandon the National Guard abandons it, it goes to the militia. The old armory in Ann Arbor really looks like an armory on Ann Street, and that's where I did my training on weekends until I went to basic training down at Fort Knox and then advanced training down at Fort Gordon, Georgia. But it sat empty, and I could never find a book that says it goes to us because they did abandon it and had another one put out on a more modern one-level one on Industrial Boulevard in Ann Arbor. But these... we could have. I had no way of occupying it for time, and I didn't have the law, but I'm sure somebody could dig it up. Anyway, it was almost an impossible. I had everything due just to hold on to my house in Ypsilanti at the time. Well, this is an article about this kind of stuff, and it is a 2010, July. Or January 4th and 11th, they have two issues in one. That was to save money back then. Issue number, issue half, American Free Press. And they tell all this stuff. They also tell about harvesting organs in Israel. Same ones that set up Israel are the same ones that set up the Lusitania. The British Crown, the Balfour Declaration, they said, England was losing a war to the Germans because of submarines. So there's a bunch of rats in this country along with Ford Wilson was going to keep us out of war. Well, they were already planning it. 1910 at Jekyll Hill, Georgia, trying to cross Ian Lennon in New York after that, got them into Russia on the Red Cross Day. And the Zionists, not true good Jews, set up the State of Israel, which shouldn't even exist. The real Hebrews there that speak Hebrew are a minority, about 10%, and they are treated like dirt, like fourth-class citizens, and so the whole thing was that they want to live peacefully among the Palestinians. And that was their wish until they were delivered, which in the Bible it shows those are the ones, not Netanyahu, and who even one of their papers is shown on American Free Press showed a plane going into the towers, and it was supposed to be Netanyahu. Well, they were in on it. There weren't Arabs that were rejoicing in three different spots after the towers were coming down, or while they were going down. They were Israelis that were detained, and then they were shipped back to Israel, and it's all blamed. The whole thing was blamed on they want Iran. Iran just want to live peacefully, and the CIA stirs up everything, and they work with the Mossad. God and the Messiah created, they had such a grip on our government that they created, well, even while Clinton was in there, they created that after he left, I think, but the Homeland Security, which was run by a guy, Honecker or something like that. He's, I can't remember his name. He had deep set eyes, like he was, like a corpse almost, a living corpse. Anyway, the Balfour Declaration was, we'll help you take over the world. That's the Zionist speaking to the crown in Europe. We'll help you take over the world. Give us a homeland. And probably a lot of those, and there was, they reduced the numbers there to about 150 or 175,000 that actually were in, a lot of them were other nationalities in those camps and stuff. But there's even, there's a video, everything is a rich man's trick. And I don't agree with him on the Catholic Church, although the Catholic Church has been taken over by Masons since 1958, and they had infiltrated everything years before that and taught the priests erroneous stuff. And they ran 30,000 pedophiles and queers through the seminaries to destroy it. And they have to destroy every vestige of Christianity. A Lutheran guy that was at a meeting, a patriot meeting of the northern part of the state here, said that his church was all infiltrated with the Masonic stuff. So basically what the Balfour Agreement was, we'll help you take over the world because England, the crown, not the people. The crown hates their own people, disarm them first. And when they had all their guns, they went to where the Magna Carta was signed and says null and void. Well, they are satanic and the biggest drug dealer in the world, i.e. the opium wars. And they were in league with the rats in China and probably suggested they did that red deal where they killed millions of Chinese because both sides are satanic. And they figure there's too many there anyway. We'll help you take over the world. Give us a homeland. And they raised hell after World War I because it didn't happen. And you'd have to go through the archives. After World War II, they wanted to give, I think it was the state of Idaho or Iowa, one of the two, to kick all the farmers off and give it to the Zionists. What kind of a deal is that? Well, even Truman could go along with that. But if you research the old newspaper, you'll probably find it. That's wrong. Once they put something in print, it's hard to erase it if they archive all that stuff, you know. And Father Coughlin knew that they were planning World War II, and he knew that World War I was... He didn't know about Jekyll Island, but he knew World War I was all about money. He was the only priest telling what's really going on because he studied the money system, and he wrote a book called Money, 1936, Father Charles E. Coughlin, and Questions and Answers. He said the Federal Reserve was a fraud, and he dedicated to Catholics, Protestants, and Jews. Not the Zionists, the Jews. The real ones that speak Hebrew and use the Old Testament. And that there are versions of the Torah that say horrible things about our Lord, the Blessed Mother, and all the holy stuff. So they're not the ones being converted. It will be the ones that are the 10% over there that want to live peacefully under the Palestinians and obey their laws while they were there. And they spoke out against creating that state of Israel. So I have a problem with President Trump. I will vote for him if I'm alive. I'm not very well now. So I'm telling you, when you're 81 years old, you don't waste words. Very often, anyway. And that's the same thing with what's going on. The Balfour Declaration. The Zionists and the British Crown, hallucinated to me, son, put a whole bunch of their own people on from England. And at least 1,000 Americans. And the Germans even put ads in the paper. I have a copy of one of the ads. Do not take passage on this boat. It's in a war zone. Well, they filled the thing with all kinds of stuff so that we got hit. It goes to the bottom. And when it got it into position, the escort swept. Well, it was all set up, and then there was a deal where a guy came out of retirement to whitewash the whole thing, and all he could say was a damn dirty business. But there are good people in England, and you've noticed some of the fights for them to get freedom back for their country, and as there is here. And if you nuked them, you'd kill a lot of good people. Same in California. A lot of Northern California people are patriots, probably all through the state. So that's what I'm going to end it with, except I have three websites. Two of them were from heaven. NashidaShrine.org. She's told all the rats in this country. The books are about $450 apiece, plus shipping and handling. There's two books, and then there's a guy, this lady had to, suffer the passion of Christ for other sinners for souls in purgatory. Her name was Mary Ann, I can't think of the name now, but you can look it up on NashidaShrine.org, and you can Google Life Magazine, 1950, Life Magazine, Nashida, Wisconsin, NECEDAH, Wisconsin. It shows 100,000 people. They come in on trains, they come all over. But all of a sudden, they just never got past the first bishop. Some of the books I've read is where that was condemned, along with the Bayside Messages, when it came after it. Bayside Lessons were divine. Our Lord appeared for 25 years with the Blessed Mother and a whole bunch of saints and popes to this lady, and she suffered for some of the passion of Christ, and she was told everything. She died in 1995 after 25 years of this, preceded by a holy saint, Saint Teresa, appearing to her for two years prior to 1970 to show it wasn't from hell. And it's been buried, and it was condemned probably by the stooge they put in Paul the Sixth place when he started to tell the truth. He said the smoke of Satan has entered the church. That was his death sentence. So they beat him up and tortured him, and they were getting ready with a lookalike and no cigar. They have the Bayside Messages have the pictures of both of them and the voice prints, and it's not the same person. Because they have, on Easter, they gave the same message, and it's not the same person. And by the way, and now the church is, because they didn't do the consecration of Russia and all these things to prevent the depression of World War II, they're covering up themselves. And it's sad, because a lot of, Blessed Mother said the Bible hell will be paved with bishops' mitres. So I have to pray for everybody. Blessed Mother said that if enough prayers could have even saved Stalin. So that's where we're at here today. St. Stephen, when he was stoned to death, he said, Lord, don't put this on them. You know, they didn't want him to go to hell because they stoned him to death. Anyway, I'm going to give you NashidaShrine.org. They got a lot of literature that'll tell you the cost. And then there's the Bayside Messages. They even cut the thing in half. There's six paperbacks that everything was recorded after she talked to heaven on tape. And then they finally got the last 10 years into print in a paper box. And then finally they got them all printed. And they run around $30. He's been cut to $15 for the six books, paper box, that tell everything that was said as much as close as we can get it. Now there may be some typographical errors or something like that. But our Lord told this lady, I can easily be defamed, but they will not defame my mother. And this is, anyway, these last TLDM.org, these last ministries
I'm still getting over my stroke.
Thomas Lima Delta Mike.org. That one there. And then there's one that quotes blasphemy, and I'm going to leave my money to those three. And one more of St. Philomena, high-ranking saint, that anything you ask, you can, that's the Living Rosary out of Texas, Dickinson, Texas. And I'm gonna leave my money to them and some very good friends and in my will. I'm making a new will now. Anyway, God bless you all. Check out those websites, and that one is, what is that one? It's in Nisita.org, Nisitashrine.org, Thomas Lima Delta Mike, that's These Last Days Ministries.org, and the other one is, I want it quite blasphemy, but no Christian in this world would have, if they could have got the word out how they had a plague in Grand Rapids, Michigan, some years ago, and I had to go that day. I wouldn't call myself a Christian if I didn't go, because it was only about 2 hours away from Ypsilanti, and I was praying in front of a mortuary, and they shut that one down. God bless them. They closed it right up. The building is gone. It's still sitting there, but it's closed. But I saw where I could get my car. It was on a Saturday, fixed across the street. It cost me $300, and I was really hurting. I got there in 2 hours, and I had to find a place. And they were praying, just singing holy songs outside in the snow. And the cops are around the corner to go to arrest anybody that objected to them. And they had a play at Cartrain Christ the Apostles is Clear. I mean, this kind of thing will cause a war. Our Lord will not be marked. And that's what's going on. And God bless all of you. I don't know how long I'll be around this earth, but I'm having some severe problems lately. And it may be taking me out or where everything goes to hell. I don't know. His will be done. And God bless all of you that had the guts to speak out for God and country on this day. Especially Vic, who started it, and IRG, Marty, and the gal who used to go through his station, Cameron, and all of them have been on his net, including the guy that showed up today. God bless you all. I'm sorry if I took too long, but I'm not going to be around for the second round. God bless you and keep you, and we're going to win. If I survive, I'm going to fight. I don't give a damn they kill me, but I'll take a few of them out myself if I can, because they are right out of hell. And I'll pray for them, but, you know, I got to face reality, too. What is it they say? A dreamer builds castles in the air. I don't know the second one, but the third one is a realist collects the rent. Anyway, God bless you all. I'll turn it back to where's my list? Anyway, you know, JOI, God bless you all. K8INE, back to that.
All righty, James, K8INE, KJY. I am going to mail you a timer so that we can keep your opening statements a little shorter, but thanks for jumping in there. We appreciate hearing from you in Michigan. Mr. Gregory and I used to work together at Cellular One many years ago. K-A-8-B-N-J. This is K-A-8-J-O-Y.
Good evening to everyone on the net. Boy, it's a hard act to follow. I don't have nearly enough topics to discuss what we just heard. But I'll tell you, the excellent job with the Star Spangled Banner. Saw the original up in Baltimore. My sister used to live in Baltimore, and we saw the original at the Francis Scott Key Museum in Baltimore. That was cool. It sounds like that Agenda 21 and that America 2050 could be fairly terrifying. So, I don't know. I think our biggest concern at this point, aside from the upcoming election, is artificial intelligence, AI, and the fusion of machine and man. I think we got to watch that stuff. So, don't have a whole heck of a lot more to say. Good to hear everybody on the net tonight. Real good conditions. Hope everybody's doing well. And I will return it back to Matt. K-A-8-J-Y. This is K-A-8-B-N-J.
All righty, Greg. Thank you. K-A-8-B-N-J. And in that 2050, they're talking about the intelligence. That's one of the key pieces about mixing digital with biological. So kind of scary stuff. We go three rounds, Gregory, if you want to stick around, sir. So I'm going to jump up to Mr. Jesse in the great state of Pennsylvania, a commonwealth, not a state. KG4ZX and a C. This is K-A-8-J-O and a Y.
Okay, roger, roger. Thank you, Mr. Bob, K-8-J-O-Y. This is KG4ZXC here on the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Good evening, everybody. It's good to hear a good audience out there tonight. All you guys checking in tonight, it's excellent. Good to have you guys in there. And Mr. Jim, God bless you, sir. We will keep you in our prayers. And I hope you stick around to see the president be reelected, because you deserve that. With that, this is KG4ZXC, and it is Saturday night, guys. And let's see, off of Gateway Pundits, I got this one article I just want to throw out there. Everything I got is pretty short tonight, so I'll keep it simple. But this really floored me when I seen it. And it's off Gateway Pundits, and the story was published yesterday. Actually, negative. It was published today at 6 p.m. Well, anyway, it goes into this. Man takes dump on Pelosi's driveway in San Francisco and live streams it. Wow, what a eye-opener that is for her, I guess. A man defecates in Nancy Pelosi's driveway in San Francisco on Saturday, and he live-streamed it. Breaking news, and they hashtagged it, San Francisco hashtag Pelosi. People are literally sending this guy money, and there are 1,200 people watching it and want to say, don't people have anything better to do here? Well, anyway, I thought this whole incident was quite humorous, if you ask me, because, she's been dumping on this Constitution for so long. I think it's a good time for a payback. Now I got some news that really disturbs people. This is by Jim Hoft, and it comes off the same website. Abortionist who said she cuts babies' vocal cords before abortion so they can't scream, loses medical license. You know, people like this need to lose their medical license for doing craziness and acting in this type of mentality, you know. Planned Parenthood in itself should be shut down. Anyway, the lady, she silenced fetuses so they won't scream is the headline. Back in 2018, Dr. Torres wrote on Twitter that she cuts baby's vocal cords before her abortion so they can't scream. She tweets this, no, you know fetuses can't scream, right? I know, transect the cord first, so there really no opportunity there, even far enough along to have a larynx. I won't apologize for performing medicine, she says. I'm also a uterus ripper outer, if that's how you'd like to describe hysterectomy. So this lady is pure evil. There's one reply that from this girl named Zebra. So it's not for the money, it is because you just like infanticide. So this lady is just pure evil. Do you hear these heartbeats when you lay down at night? Which I wondered the same thing, because how can anybody in their right mind do this type of job? I mean, you know, I can't fathom this. I mean, I would be tortured the rest of my life if I'd done something so heinous. But in August, Dr. Leah Torres lost her medical license because she allegedly made fraudulent statements on her application. Torres, an Alabama-based abortionist, knows for her brash and often offensive tweets, has had her medical license revoked. Torres is the doctor who sparked intense backlash in 18 when they gloated by Twitter about cutting vocal cords on preborn babies while performing abortions in this tweet, which she said since deleted the abortion quote. You know fetuses can't scream, right? And that's just sickening. Anyway, Torres Lair defended her comment, arguing that it doesn't perform abortions for financial benefits. She failed, though, to offer her strong moral reasonings in support of abortions. So this lady, I pray to God she burns in hell, and I hope they shut down Planned Parenthood. With that being said, that's my first comments for the evening, and thanks, Bob, for running the net tonight and everybody else checking in. This is KG4ZXC in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, high in the Alleghenies. Back to net control, K8JONY.
Thank you, Jesse. That is just horrific, the way we treat life, newborn life. KG4ZX Tennessee, KHOY. Next on my list is Billy, KE5OAH. Billy, are you with us? Over. He must not have returned yet, so I'll jump up to Mr. Bill. KO4FE in your big signal. This is K8JOY.
Okay, K8JOY, Liberty Net, KO4FE. Okay, Bob. All right, well, I hope the band conditions hang in there, so I'm just going to do one article at a time. I don't want to go on for too long and then have some people towards the end of the list not be able to get in. But this article is just, you know, these people, these wealthy people that you see joining up with Antifa, and they're raging and going on about privilege and all that, and hear that, you know, they live a protected life, their families are wealthy, they get their $65,000 a year schools paid for, and that's bad enough. But occasionally we have these ones that go even further, and one of them is this woman here, Jessica Krug. Not only is she, well, I'll just get into the article, you'll get it pretty quick. Headline, race faker Jessica Krug hailed Bronx bodega murder of 15-year-old Junior Guzman. Race faker Jessica Krug was applauded at a university conference when she hailed the murder of a 15-year-old boy hacked to death outside a New York bodega as a, quote, revolutionary moment, unquote, because he wanted to be a cop. DailyMail.com can reveal. Now, think about this. You got a university conference applauding this. A 15-year-old boy who wanted to be a cop is hacked to death by a violent mestizo gang. Well, anyway, continuing, it says Lisandro Jr. Guzman Feliz was chased through the Bronx and butchered with machetes by a Dominican street gang who mistook him for someone else in a notorious 2018 killing. The guy wasn't even the right guy. He was a totally innocent 15-year-old boy. He had nothing to do with the gang. The gang mistakenly thought he was somebody else, but yet this race faker, Jessica Krug, still thought it was a good idea. So anyway, continuing, but speaking on a Columbia University panel, Krug dismissed Guzman Feliz, a member of the NYPD's Explorer Youth Program, as a so-called collaborator who worked against his own community and was tagged because snitches get stitches. She said it was so much more difficult to understand what kind of freedom we could achieve by being willing to confront those who are working against the interests of the community, she said, going unchallenged as she appeared to endorse the grisly murder. Krug, 38, a white Jewish woman from Kansas City, Missouri, admitted last week that she had pretended to be black for decades while becoming a prominent opponent of systematic racism and a professor of African studies at George Washington University. It goes to show how much background checking George Washington University does when they hire their professors. She said, how many people are familiar with Lisandro Guzman Feliz, a 15-year-old boy who was murdered in the Bronx last year, she says in a 2019 video clip. So if you are in New York, you probably heard a lot about this, and the narrative around it is that he was an innocent kid who was mistaken for a bad kid. He was a kid who was hacked apart with machetes in front of a bodega in the Bronx, she says. The idea that he was mistaken for someone else by the Trinitarios, right, who came out of Rikers Island jail, as most of the radical policies of New York City has done for many, many years. But the part of the story that gets emphasized in different ways is that he was an explorer, right? Which is a program that the NYPD has to bring youth in to eventually work for them. Close quote. Krug compared a frenzied attack to necklacing, the gruesome execution method used to punish black police informants in apartheid-era South Africa, where a rubber tire filled with fuel would be placed around someone's neck or chest and then set ablaze. She said, when I think about this politics of silence that I'm talking about in the archives and how silence can be really a radical presence historically, I think it's a radical presence today when people talk about snitches get stitches, or when we think about a history of anti-apartheid struggle in South Africa and necklacing, she goes on. She says that kind of violence against people who are collaborating or working against their communities have to consider a radical moment in 2018 in which people are using machetes to hack apart a 15-year-old boy who's working with the police. So anyway, I could go on and on with her more of her horrific quotes, but anyway, basically she's saying since the boy was 15, even though he was mistaken for another gang member, he still deserved to be hacked to death because he was working for the police against his community. Well, this is ironic because what is this woman doing? She's white, pretending to be black, and she's working against white people. So I don't know, does that mean, according to her argument, does she need to be necklaced or hacked to death by machetes? That sounds to be what she's trying to justify. when she's talking about people working against her community, I mean, what is she doing? I don't know. I guess if you use her logic, she deserves to be necklaced. I'm not advocating that she get necklaced, but I'm saying if you go by her logic, if she's justifying the horrific murder and dismemberment of a 15-year-old boy who's totally innocent, she justifies his murder because he's working with the police against what community? I guess the Dominican community against the gang members. I don't know. But what's she doing? It's kind of ridiculous. Well, anyway, I got another article on this woman because, oh, God, she's a real piece of work. This has to do with her living in an apartment building and her interactions with her white neighbors. I mean, this woman's just a hate-crazed fanatic, and you'll see why when I get into this second story. But this is the kind of people that are in this is the kind of white people that are mixed up in Antifa, these hate-crazed, self-hating, in her case, a woman who was so self-hating she claimed to be black, and it's really, she's a mental case is I think what she is. If you look at the evidence, she's really psychotic. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAAJOY in the Liberty Net. This is KO4FE.
KO4FE, KHOY. Yeah, she sounds like a real charmer, one that you'd like to date. Again, I say, 19 years ago, America came to its knees and uplifted the police, the fire, and the EMS. And now we want to kill them and anybody that wants to join them. It's really a sad state we're in. With that being said, I'll move over to K0YWT. This is KHOY. Kevin, what say you? Over.
Roger that. Enjoying listening to all the conversation tonight. And, yeah, I have to agree. Things are just really getting messed up. And it's just horrible. I'm reading a story right now about some report that Biden raised $400 million on some Act Blue thing last year, and over half the donations were from unemployed individuals, and there's speculation that these people were actually foreigners donating to his election fund.
We will definitely be in trouble if that group gets into office. Over.
Roger that. Yeah. And unfortunately, we're in trouble with the state government, especially from some of the stuff that I've been hearing. That they're going to riot if Trump is elected and everything. I mean, you know, what we're going through right now probably isn't nothing compared to what they're planning on doing after the election.
Yeah, I believe Biden made a comment that that there will be rioting in the street if he's not elected. So we need to get out and vote. I think there's a very large, quiet majority. Most people that are Trump supporters don't want to put up signs or bumper stickers for the damage that their vehicles will be caused in their homes. So it's interesting. You see Trump signs near the front door and Biden stickers out in the front yard. Do you have anything else, or should I move along? Over.
Nope, don't want to take up too much time. I'm going to sit and listen some more, and I'll pass it on over to somebody else. This is Kilo 0 with Tango 73.
Thank you, Kevin. K0YWT, KHOY. Next, I'm going to go to the great state of Tennessee, another southern state where the stars and bars are popular. N4ROQ, Mr. Larry, it is your turn. Over.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Bob. Sounding good down here tonight. All right, let's see. I thought I'd go ahead and talk about this one. The Cape Canaveral, Florida, they're guess what they're putting up in space again? Mighty mice stay muscle-bound in space. Cape Canaveral, Florida, bulk up mutant mighty mice held onto their muscle during a month-long stay at the International Space Station, returning to Earth with ripped bodybuilder physiques, scientists report. The findings hold promise for preventing muscle and bone loss in astronauts on prolonged space trips like Mars missions, as well as people on Earth who are confined to bed or need wheelchairs. The research team led by Dr. C. Jin Lee of the Jackson Laboratory in Connecticut sent 40 young female black mice to the space station in December, launching aboard a SpaceX rocket. In a paper published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, Lee said that 24 regular untreated mice lost considerable muscle and bone mass and weightlessness as expected, up to 18%. But the 8 genetically engineered mighty mice launched with double the muscle maintained their bulk. Their muscle appeared to be comparable to similar mighty mice that stayed behind at NASA's Kennedy Space Center. In addition, 8 normal mice that received mighty mouse treatment in space returned to Earth with dramatically bigger muscles. The treatment involves blocking a pair of proteins that typically limit muscle mass. A SpaceX capsule brought all 40 mice back in good condition, parachuting into the Pacific off the California coast in January. Some of the ordinary mice were injected with the Mighty Mouse drug after returning and quickly built up more muscle than their untreated companions. Some type of steroids. The scientists completed the equipment or experiment just as the coronavirus was hitting the U.S. The only silver lining of COVID is that we had time to write it up very intensively and submit the results for publication, said Dr. Emily Jermaine Lee of Connecticut's Children's Medical Center. Lee's wife, who also took part in the study, both are affiliated with the University of Connecticut. While encouraged by their findings, the couple said much more work needed to be done before testing the drug on people to build up muscle and bone without serious side effects. Sure, a whole bunch more needs to be done, and a whole bunch more money needs to come in their pockets, too, I'm sure. We're years away, but that's how everything is when you go from mouse to human studies, Jermaine Lee said. All right. Oh, I heard a little bit on Coast to Coast AM the other night about the COVID virus. Is that if you, regarding this vaccine, don't remember the credentials of this gentleman they were interviewing on Coast to Coast, but seemed very knowledgeable. He said that he would not take the COVID-19 any type of vaccine or anything that they're working on, because the vaccine, he says, do cause autoimmune diseases in the future. So if you took, you may not know it, but in the years, it didn't say exactly how many years, but it wouldn't be too many. In the future, if you took that virus, there's a possibility you might come down with autoimmune disease. He mentioned diabetes and some other autoimmune diseases are highly likely to, you know, to come down with. So he said he wouldn't take it. I think they're going to try to force this virus down everyone as far as taking this thing that they're working on, and you know, I won't even take the flu vaccine because I haven't taken it maybe a time or two when they first started out, and then I started listening to a lot of the docs and MDs on the talk shows, and they said, you know, it could be mercury in there, could be a lot of stuff the government puts in. Not good for you at all. Not good for you at all. So you're much better off not taking these vaccines. The highest that they could help you is like 30% anyway, I believe. Around that amount, and maybe none if it's not the right strain, especially flu viruses. You know, there's so many different strains of flu out there. If they don't hit the right one, it's not going to help you any anyway. But anyway, I thought I'd pass that on. So, yeah, let's see. I got something real small here. I think I'll go ahead and pass it on back to you, Bob. K-A-8-J-O-Y. And let everyone get through this first round, and sounding good. This is K-A-J-O-Y in Floral Key, Larry in Tennessee, back to net. South's going to do it again.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate passing it back. That way we'll get everyone in on the first round. And for ROQ, this is K-A-J-O-Y. Bottom of my list is Mr. Bill, another Bill. K-E-0-V-R-T. What do you have to say for us tonight? Over.
Good evening, everybody. This is KE0VRT, and I want to read an article out of RT that was published back in January of this year, and I feel it's connected to the events happening today. It's about a Bernie Sanders field organizer for the Bernie Sanders campaign. His name is Kyle Jurek, and I'll go on to read the article. Video of a Bernie Sanders field organizer ranting about burning cities and imprisoning dissidents has emerged. But should anyone take Bernie Bravara seriously other than his boss? Controversial investigative outlet Project Veritas Action released a video shot by an undercover reporter on Tuesday featuring a Sanders field worker named Kyle Jurek as part of its Exposed 2020 series. Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe promised a subsequent video in which even more shocking statements from Jurek were apparently captured. The video focuses solely on Jurek, who brags gleefully about beating cops and torching cities, beginning with Milwaukee, if Sanders loses the Democratic nomination. Asked about a second Sanders loss in the Democratic primary race, Jurek, the wannabe Che Guevara, exclaims, and I quote, "If Bernie doesn't get the nomination, or it goes to a second round at the DNC convention, Milwaukee will burn." Asked about what to do with those who resist the revolution after the Sanders victory, the canvasser says there's a reason Joseph Stalin had gulags, right? That's kind of what all Bernie's whole, like, hey, free education for everybody, because we're going to have to teach you not to be a Nazi. The fate of others might be worse, Jurek says. The billionaire class, the media, pundits, walking to that MSNBC studios, drag those MFers out by their hair, and light them on fire in the streets. The reporter then goes on to ask, liberal guys like that, what are we going to do with them? And the gulag, Jurek answers, liberals get the wall first. And then it goes on to say, while there's little reason to consider Jurek as anything more than a LARPer gone viral, thanks to a media outfit that thrives on getting gotcha moments from the left, he is a clown with a revolutionary pretensions that have no basis in reality. And then it really says here on the end that gets my attention, he is a member of Antifa and has a recent criminal record which includes drunk driving and drug arrests. But many in America, which is inherently suspicious of socialism, will wonder how many other such Bernie supporters entertain similar fantasies. Even if they know that Jurek and his ilk have neither the resolve nor the means to carry them out. You know, it looks to me like he got the job done. And it goes on to say, so far Bernie's campaign team has resisted making a show of firing jurors, perhaps for the fear of giving credibility and attention to Project Veritas. But keeping his more radical acolytes on message, yes to universal health care, no to purges and the bourgeoisie, will continue to be a key challenge if Sanders wants to win. Well, that, you know, we know that didn't happen, but it seems interesting to me that this guy was sitting there bragging about things that is actually happening today. And that's all I have for the net tonight, and thank you for letting me speak my part there. Have a good night.
Thank you, Bill. We appreciate your input. And stick around. We'll come back to you. K-E-0-Z-R-T. It's a tough one to say. This is K-J-Y. I'm going to take a pause and see if I have any late check-ins. So I'm looking for any late check-ins for the Great Liberty Net. This is K-H-L-Y.
I did try and talk, but she was mad. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's not like a big pony, but and when you're soft, it looks good.
Wow, I heard, I think, three, but all of them were soft. I heard a K-D. Why don't I go to that one first? And the first name? All righty, George. I have you as number 9. Let me see who the others were. This is KHLY. Jesse, I hear a station, but I can't pull him out. Does either you or Larry hear him?
Okay, the station, try it again, and let's see if we can pull you out. This is KG4ZXC for the Liberty Net. Okay, I heard the station out of Indiana. Give me a call. Okay, didn't hear you that time. Mo, I got you in there, KD0RSA. I heard you in there as well, Mr. Mo, out of Nebraska. Got you. Who's the other station? Okay, very light on my end. Larry, do you copy him?
KI4NZN.
KI4NV, November, Victor, November? Okay, I think that's what I got anyway. What's the name and location? Okay, no reply, Bob. So I'm going to send it back up to you because these guys are pretty light. I don't know if we're going to be able to keep them going. Back to you, Bob.
All righty. I'm going to go to Mr. Jordan, KD2NFE. Mr. Jordan, what say you? Over.
She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch.
She's now got the big pony tip. And when you're a star, they like to do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the purses.
have no idea if he's talking or not.
Yeah, I can't copy him at all. He signal was lost.
Okay, well, Mr. George, if you're still there, we don't hear you. There's not enough wattage right at the moment. I'm sorry. KD2NFE. And Mr. Moe, I don't hear you, but I'll say good evening. KD0RSA, this is KHOY.
Mistake. That was a KD0RFK. Kilo is on the end, not alpha.
Okay, Mr. Mo. You copy KG4ZXC? KD0RSA, you copy?
I copy, but you had the wrong call. I never checked in. That fellow lives in southwest Missouri, and his call is the same of mine, except the last letter is a K, not an A. Over.
Okay, roger, roger. Do you copy Bob up in Ohio, Bob? Mr. Moe?
I can hear him, yes.
Okay, he's down to you right now. You want to add anything?
I don't have nothing to add. I'm just sitting here all ears over.
Okay, roger, Mr. Moe. Well, thanks for being here tonight with us as well. Appreciate you coming in. And, yeah, your signal's picking up, and I have a fear that we're losing close proximity propagation. So I'm going to send it back to net control. Thanks for being there, Moe.
Roger, roger, and here in Moe, Nebraska. I'm going to go back to the top of the list. Mr. Jim, are you still with us? If you are, we got to make it quick because we're losing the band. KEHINEKAHJOY. Nothing heard. I'm going to run over to Mr. Greg. KAHBNJKAHJOY.
Okay, Bob, fine business. I hear things fading a lot. Don't have any other topics. I will yield my time to the rest of the fine gentlemen on the net tonight. So back to net control, K-A-8-J-O-Y. This is K-A-8-B-N-J.
Thank you, Gregory. It was good to have lunch with you. It's good to see you again. K-A-8-D-N-J, K-A-J-O-Y. Up to Mr. Jesse. KG4ZXNC, K-A-J-O-Y.
Okay, roger, roger, Bob. Yeah, you're still coming in Lima Charlie, so no problem. This is the Saturday Night Liberty Net with K-A-J-O-Y and Net Control, ladies and gentlemen, and good to have everybody in here. I hope the band's still holding up pretty good. Just a quick reminder, everybody, when it comes to the band, everybody needs to make some progress to their antennas and do the best they can to get them up there, because it's definitely needed now that we're rolling into the winter months. It's going to start getting a little more active, so I recommend doing that. You still copying me okay, Bob?
You're loud and clear in Ohio, over.
Okay, roger, and I guess Larry hears me okay as well, and some of the other guys. Good deal. I'll try to make it quick. These are just some headlines. Consumed with hate, Nancy Pelosi calls President Trump the Bahrain-Israel peace deal a distraction. So she's on the warpath again. President Trump has a knack for letting people expose themselves in his orbit. Pelosi has exposed herself as the most hate-filled human being you will ever come across. On Friday, she was speaking out about the historic peace agreement announced earlier earlier this in the day between Israel and Bahrain. Anyway, that's one of the highlights of this week with her making more stupid comments. The Senate Homeland Security Chairman urges the DOJ to probe the 30 cell phones that was wiped out by Mueller team during the Russiagate fiasco. So, you know, these guys have a unique way of accidentally wiping their phones clean. They've been taking lessons from Hillary Clinton and her campaign individuals and lawyers. So the Republican chairman of the House Security Committee had called for the DOJ to investigate members of Robert Mueller's investigation team who wiped out dozens of cell phones during the Trump-Russian probe. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin penned a letter to the Justice Department on Friday and the DOJ Michael Howitz to launch a probe after documents surfaced this week that Mueller's team scrubbed information of 31 devices amid the Russiagate investigation. The reports are troubling and raise concerns about record retained and transparency, Johnson wrote. Therefore, I respect the request of the office investigation into this matter and to be determined and what, why, and how the information was wiped. So, wrongdoing occurred, and these devices belong to the United States government. Then the DOJ, in response within week time to make sure that this gets took care of, and the department to answer the number of specified queries into the phones, including justice officials, become aware. I won't go into the full article, but we all know the gist of it at this point. This is off of InfoWars and Alex Jones Show. And I recommend you guys start listening to a little bit of Alex Jones. He's on 12.160 a.m. From 12 to 3 on the Eastern Time schedule. So you guys might want to start paying attention to this. There's a lot of stuff going on, ladies and gentlemen. We got like 57 days till the election, and I encourage everybody to get out and vote and try to make sure that you get other people out to vote, because and we're gonna all have to start defending ourselves and prepare for what's about to take place when they lose this election, guys. So God bless each and every one of you guys tonight on the Liberty Net. This is KG4ZXC and back to KHJLNY.
I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch.
All righty, Jesse. I don't know where that other conversation's coming by, but KG4ZXC, KHJLY. I'm going to run down to Mr. Billy again. KE5DROAH. Billy, are you back with us? Over.
I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big phony tip. And when you're a star, they like to do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the pussy. I did try and fuck her.
I don't think Mr. Bill is there. I think that's just
bitch.
So, Mr. Bill, KO4FE with your big pistol. Talk right over it. Over.
I did try and fuck
her. It's okay, KAHJOY on the Liberty Net, KO4FE. Yeah, another one of these left wing losers. Probably got a station set up in his mama's basement. Or maybe he's drunk in his own basement. But anyway, I'm not going to worry about these deadbeats and misfits. We got other things to talk about, and I'm going to carry on with part two of this race faker Jessica Krug. Oh, this is a good one. This is an article out of the New York Post. Headline, Jessica Krug allegedly harassed neighbors with anti-white insults. Jessica Krug was a neighbor from hell who stole packages, tried to stomp a tiny black poodle, and called a visitor a stupid white bitch. residents at her East Harlem apartment building told the Post on Friday. The white George Washington University professor who admitted Thursday to faking that she was black once told me to enjoy my last day alive, said Anna Anderson, who lives three floors above Krug at the East 122nd Street building and has been locked in a feud with her over Krug's alleged nasty, bizarre behavior. Another woman who is a friend of one of Krug's other neighbors claimed, I said hi to her one day and she said, stupid white bitch. Close quote. Krug confessed to pretending to be black in a viral medium post allegedly because she was about to be outed. The woman who has been likened to Rachel Dolezal, a former NAACP leader from Washington and who was caught in 2015 pretending to be black. What is it with these women? The neighbor said Krug bizarrely had inexplicable beefs with white neighbors and residents. Anderson said that at the first time she met Krug, it was 2 or 3 years ago, and the white Jewish professor shut the door on her. Quote, you know when two people are walking in the building at the same time, you kind of hold the door? She slammed the door in my face when I was behind her, so I had to look for my key, Anderson said. Krug went on to call Anderson white trash and a white bitch whenever she had the chance, the neighbor said. She's a tiny person, but she's got a very big attitude, and she kind of tried to come at me, threatened to stomp my dog and provoke me to beat her up, said Anderson, 39, who has a 9-year-old toy poodle, Lily. She's like, are you going to hit me? Are you going to hit me? Are you going to call the cops on me? I used to go out running. She would pass me when I was running and say, gentrifying. She called me white trash. Go back to Ohio. This was funny because I'm an immigrant from Sweden. Anderson said her drama with Klug heated up when the race faker allegedly started stealing her Blue Apron packages, leading the neighbor to call the cops on her after it happened twice. A June 2018 criminal complaint and affidavit from the NYPD detective show there was a case involving Anderson and a woman named Jessica Cruz, who is the same age as Krug, at the Harlem building. The dispute centered on an allegedly swiped Blue Apron package. Police sources, there is a record of Jessica Cruz being arrested, but it is sealed. Anderson told the Post that she used to have a subscription to the meat delivery service and that Krug was caught on camera throwing into the garbage a box of fresh food that had just been delivered to Anderson. I mean, this woman sounds like a real nutcase. A building manager recounted the videotape incident to police, according to court papers. One day, my food delivery didn't show up, so I asked my landlord if he could check the cameras. He said, do you have any beef with Jessica? And I'm like, I don't know who Jessica is. And he said, she stole your package and threw it in the garbage, Anderson recalled. I talked to a cop on the street. He said it was a serious crime that she should go to jail for that. I didn't want to send someone to jail, but when she did it a second time, I got really pissed off. A letter from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office shows she eventually got an order of protection taken out against Krug. In December of 2018, the building manager talked to the cops about the Blue Apron incident declined comment to the Post on Friday. Anderson said Krug also has been throwing air punches at me when they crossed paths in the hallway, and she would slam the door on her when they were both entering the building together. It's like she has a tick when she sees me, Anderson said. I'm not really a fearful person. She calls me names and stuff, and it's not okay, but it's kind of funny. I tell my friends about it, and they and say if anything happens to me, it's definitely her. The pair had another squabble about 5 to 6 months ago when Krug kept blocking her bike to Anderson's, the neighbor said. We have a bike shed in the building. She would take her chain and lock my bike to her bike so we were all locked together and she had the key. She was doing it on purpose. She was very childish. I said, you need to unlock your bike from my bike. She was like, what are you going to do, call the cops? I said, yeah, if you don't unlock it within 12 hours, and she did unlock it, so I didn't call the cops. I don't like calling the cops on people. That's not who I am. Anderson said Krug tried to claim that issues of people of color faced during the confrontation police are something she has to deal with, too. Cops shouldn't shoot people like us, Anderson said Krug told her. She definitely gives the impression she's not white. That's how she comes across. I just hope she gets the help she needs and doesn't do any harm or something crazy. So anyway, that's the nut case. And I read another article where this Jessica Krug went out with a black guy, and he said even he couldn't take it. He said all during the date, all she did was just rant and rave about how much she hates white people and how white people are always harassing black people and about white privilege and just ranting on and on. And the black guy said, I couldn't even take it. He says, I couldn't stand listening to that all night. So this Jessica Krug, she sounds like a real nut, but I think she's typical of these people like that Rachel Dolenzal. I mean, she's another faker. She's white with blonde hair, but she went to a tanning salon or had her hair dyed into some kind of a kinky hairstyle to try to simulate black hair. And she was some kind of a black activist for years. And the same with this woman. She's a black studies professor. I mean, what's wrong? I just don't get it. And the funny thing is, they keep saying, oh, being black's hard, you get discrimination. Well, if that's true, why are white people pretending to be black and ending up becoming professors and activists and getting on TV, giving speeches? This woman's written a couple books. I mean, evidently being black pays, especially if you're a crazy white woman. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAAJOY, Liberty Net, KO4F.
And when you're sorry, they're left to do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy.
All righty, Bill. KO4FE. KHOY. Well, let's see if Kevin's still there. Hopefully he's got a few watts. K0YWT. KAHOY.
I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip.
Hey, when you're sorry, they're left to do it. You can do anything.
Grab him by the pussy.
I did try and fuck it.
Well, I don't hear Kevin. I don't know if he doesn't have enough watts or what. So we'll go to Larry in the great state of Tennessee. N4ROQ, KAHJOY.
I moved on her.
Okay, thank you. Bob, I found an article here on pandemic lockdowns unleash a startling rise in dog bites.
That's not good, I guess. It says lockdowns gave people lots to growl about. Their dogs may have felt they get more aggressive, too. A pediatric emergency department in Colorado saw nearly three times as many children with injuries from dog bites this spring compared to last year at the same time. I'm concerned that stay-at-home orders and other
COVID-19 related lifestyle changes may be to blame. And a commentary published recently in the Journal of Pediatrics Physicians from the Children's Hospital of Colorado reported a significant increase in dog bite injuries seen in the emergency department since March. In the number of dog bites has to increase during the spring and summer months. The doctor Salomon Dixon,
when you saw it,
attending a physician at the hospital,
on the bulletin board, pretty much the same area, so.
He's being real tired,
United Launch Alliance
and SpaceX, all contracts for the highly coveted national security space launch program second phase. So a lot going on in space right now, looks like. That gives both providers dozens of launches throughout the 2020s that will be worth billions of dollars, but leaves others like Northrop Grumman and Blue Origin out of the running. Details on what the company will do with Omega-related Kennedy Space Center operations and equipment, as well as the number of impacted employees, were not immediately available. The rocket, partially related to NASA's previously canceled Ares, A-R-E-S, was being purpose-built for national security missions like the Global Positioning System and the Intelligence Gathering Satellites. Northrop Grumman in 2018 secured some $800 million from the Air Force for continued development of the program. The 200-foot rocket was far from vaporware. However, as the company had test-fired its booster and teams were in the early stages of hardware upgrades at Kennedy Space Center. If the program had continued, Omega would have been processed in NASA's iconic vehicle assembly building before rollout to pad 39B for liftoff. It would have shared the pad with the upcoming space launch system designed for Artemis missions to the moon. So it looks like we've got some more missions planned for the moon also. So we need to get things rolling. Trump needs to, I'm sure he's working on it. Haven't heard a whole bunch about all the details, but I do know that China landed on the moon. They have sent a lot of pictures back for quite a while now. So we've got to get with the program. They'll be going to Mars. I'm sure they got a lot of stuff planned, and I hope, hopefully we do too, and other planets. So we'll see how that goes. We'll stop it right there, so in case the band's starting to get worse. We'll shoot it back up here to you, Bob. Enjoying the net. Thanks for running the net. From Larry in Tennessee and 4ROQ.
Thank you, Larry, and 4ROQ. I'm going to go to Bill in Joplin, Missouri. When I looked it up, I was like, whoa, the tornado capital. But I don't know if he's got enough power, so we'll try. KE0VRT. This is KHALY.
I moved on her very heavily.
Yeah, this is KE0VRT. Hopefully I have enough power to get over that signal. But in any case, that's just what communists do, is things like that. I really can't see the finals lasting too long in that radio, the way they keep her hammered down. But I don't have anything more to add to the conversation. Appreciate you guys giving me a chance to speak out earlier. So have a good night.
Thank you, Bill. You had enough power to be parallel, but I could hear you. KE0VRT, KHLY. I can't hear Jordan, and I know I won't be able to be now, so I'm going to pass. Mr. Mo, I'm just going to say hello again on round number two. I don't know if I'll be able to pull you out, so I'm just kind of making a broadcast and saying howdy, howdy, and thank you for riding along. With that being said, we're at the 73 round. I'm going to try for Mr. Jim again, but I think he's signed. But let me let go of the mic and see if he's there. KE8INEKHOY.
I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big phony tip. And when you're sorry, they look
negative. I'm going to see if Mr. Greg here in Ohio is still with us. KA8BNJ. Gregory, this is KHOY.
You're still coming over on Bob.
She was married. I moved on her very.
I think Greg signed for the night. Mr. Jesse, I'm back in your lap. 73 round, what do you have to sum up the night, sir? KG4. CX and a C. KAHAO and a Y.
You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big phony tip. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy.
I
I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch.
She made up the big money.
Let's do it. You can do anything.
Roger. Everything is good here.
She was married.
Yeah,
I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She made up the big money. And when you're shot, they let's do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. Hey, when you start, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy.
Okay,
I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. Hey, when you start, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy.
Well, you know, when
I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. Hey, when you start, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy.
She's trying to fuck her.
She was married.
I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big phony tip.
And when you start, they let you do it.
You can do anything.
She had him by the pussy.
In this country,
I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big phony tip.
Kind of
and when you start, they let you do it. You can do anything. She had him by the pussy.
In this country,
I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big phony tip.
Big money
when you start, they let you do it.
The story is about Bernie Sanders theory and Joe Biden would blow the election, losing young
voters.
You
can do anything.
Saturday.
She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you're shot, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy.
I did try and fuck her.
She was mad. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you're shot, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was mad. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you're shot, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy.
According to the Washington Post, Sanders
had
told
very heavily, it's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you start, they let you do it. You can do anything. She had by the bitch. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved her very heavily, it's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you start, they let you do it.
People who spread by the pony,
I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved her very heavily, it's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you start, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was mad. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch.
And the national progress to figure out such as that.
Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was mad. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you start, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was mad. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you start, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy.
If he don't have some,
she was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you start, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you start, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you start, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you start, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you're shot, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy.
Social security.
Fuck her. She's married. I moved on her very heavily. Like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you're shot, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you're shot, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you're shot, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you're shot, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a fish. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you restore her, let's do it. You can do anything.
Grab him by the pussy.
I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you restore her, let's do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you restore her, let's do it. You can do anything.
Grab him by the pussy.
I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you restore her, let's do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you restore her, let's do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy.
It's called Whitey on the Moon.
She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you restore her, let's do it.
You can do anything.
Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you restore her, let's do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you restore her, let's do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. Hey, when you're a star, then let's do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. Hey, when you're a star, then let's do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. Hey, when you're a star, then let's do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you're sorry, then let's do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you're sorry, then let's do it. You can do anything. Grab. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. And when you restore her, let's do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you restore her, let's do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you restore her, let's do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you're sure, they let's do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you're sure, they let's do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you're sure, they let's do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you restore her, let's do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you restore her, let's do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you restore her, let's do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you restore her, let's do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you restore her, let's do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you're sorry, then let's do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy.
He finished up, Bob.
I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you're sorry, then let's do it.
You can do anything.
Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you're sorry, then let's do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you're sorry, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big phony tip.
And when you're a star, they like to do it. You can do anything.
Grab them by the pussy.
I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved
and
there.
You're sounding good.
It's like a,
I don't know. What
she's now got the big phony tip. And when you're a star, they like to do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big phony tip. And when you're a star, they like to do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch.
She's hey, why don't we just go up to 3996?
Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big phony tip. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her.
Hey, Larry, can you hear me?
I moved on her very heavily.
Yeah,
it's like a bitch. She's now got the big phony tip. And when you're a star, they let you do it.
Yeah, let's go up to 3996.
It's like a bitch. She's now got the big phony tip. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big phony tip. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big phony tip. Like a bitch. She's now got the big phony tip. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her really heavily. It's like a bitch.
Regarding
she's
now
got the big phony tip. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her really heavily. It's like a bitch.
U.S. is reducing its military forces in Iraq from 5,200 to 3,000.
I did try and
the top
she
commander in the Middle East said Wednesday the move is keeping with President Donald Trump's plans because the number of U.S. military personnel deployed overseas. This reduced footprint allows us to continue advising and assisting our Iraqi partners in rooting out the final remnants of ISIS in Iraq and ensuring its enduring defeat. General Kenneth F. McKenzie, commander of the U.S. Central Command, said in a speech in Baghdad, McKenzie said the decision was made because the U.S. had confidence in the Iraqi security forces' increased ability to operate independently. Last month, he signaled a troop-level adjustment in Iraq might be made amid indications Iraq's military U.S. forces withdrew from the country in 2011, but returned in 2014. There's one thing I can say about that they didn't find any mass destruction. They had all kinds of gas, deadly gas weapons of mass destruction over there. They had almost a year before we could get built up enough to get everything over there. And from what I understand, they had 18-wheelers going into the Lebanon area in their in the mountains over there, transporting everything that they could out of there because they knew that the U.S. would come in and take it all. Plus, around that time, they had a nuclear facility that was bombed by Israel and taken out. I have to get the exact date on that, but they had a
a nuclear facility that was up and running. That was built up and running, and that's the way Israel does. They wait till they get built up and running and then take it out with the fighter planes. And they took them. They've taken them out in Syria, taken them out in different countries. They wait till they get up and running and they take them out. So that was one in Iraq that was definitely taken out. But moving on with the article, a lot of people don't know what they're talking about when they're saying weapons of mass destruction were not there, because they could have been taken out. He hid his airplanes, his jets, under the sand over there. They piled up, put them down in the ground, their best planes, and covered them up, probably put some type of protective coating over them, and then, put the sand to them, try to cover them up. Took all his money out of all his houses, but I noticed that they didn't get it all out. But this guy, Saddam Hussein, had more money than anybody would believe. All those palaces full of money, and none of them but just one at a time. Maybe he lived in them. But I'm sure they had a lot of this different gas that can kill you almost instantly. All these injections and all of their troops and all took beforehand, they were really serious problems there. They thought with all this different type of gas that Saddam had been working on, and I would think that's a weapon of mass destruction. They found a lot of those. We're moving on from there. U.S. forces withdrew from the country in 2011, but returned in 2014 after Islamic State group militants overran large parts of the nation, along with a neighboring Syria. McKinsey said the U.S. troop presence in Iraq will be reduced in September. Trump is likely to tout the withdrawal as progress made toward the 2016 election campaign promise to disentangle Americans from endless wars abroad. Trump also reduced the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan to 8,600 as part of a Taliban peace deal. He has pledged to further reduce the U.S. troop presence there to less than 5,000 by November. About 500 U.S. troops remain in Syria. They are confronting the Islamic State group after Trump ordered but did not see through the total U.S. troop withdrawal from Syria during Turkey's invasion last year. I think the administration is convinced that if you take the level of U.S. troops in Iraq to zero, you risk the return of ISIS, says Lieutenant General Tom Spoehr, S-P-O-E-H-R, a defense expert at the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank. The decision comes as Trump has faced backlash over a report in the Atlantic magazine claiming he made disparaging remarks about U.S. war debt. Trump aids the faulted the Obama administration for having pulled out of Iraq too soon in 2011, but say the time is now right. Tension spiked between the U.S. and Iraq in January after a U.S. drone strike near the Baghdad airport killed Iranian general Qasem Soleimani and Iraqi Muslim leader
You can do anything. Grab them by the hand. That's what they're saying.
She was married.
I moved her here like a bitch.
Two months later, U.S. fighter jet struck five sites in retaliation, targeting Iranian-backed Shiite militia members, believed responsible for the January rocket attack. So, that might have been a payback for that. There was a Norwegian lawmaker nominated Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. Comes from Copenhagen, Denmark, an anti-immigrant Norwegian lawmaker. Said Wednesday he nominated U.S. President Donald Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts in the Middle East. Christian Tobring, a member of the Norwegian Parliament for the Populist Progress Party, said Trump should be considered because of his work for a peace agreement between the United Arab Emirates and Israel, which opens up for possible peace in the Middle East. Israel and the UAE agreed last month to analyze the relations. Let's see where we're at out there, guys. Back tonight in Ferraro 2.
Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her.
Hey, Larry, whose turn is it?
She's now got the big pony tip. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tip. And when you're a star, they let you do it.
Bob had to take a standby, and Jesse's finishing up the net here. It's your turn there, Bob. Go ahead with anything you have.
Okay, K-A-8-J-O-Y in the Liberty Net from KO4FE. Okay, well, we got a... Now, I want to warn people, this is not a story from an onion. That satire site. This is a actual news story from Fox News. Now listen to this. Headline, transsexual Satanist anarchist wins GOP nomination for sheriff in New Hampshire County. Area DeMezzo ran on a slogan of F the police. Can you believe this? It gets even more bizarre. A self-described transsexual Satanist anarchist has won the Republican nomination for the sheriff's job in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, a victory he/she says proves the system is utterly and hopelessly broken. Well, I can't argue with that. Area DeMezzo, who ran with the campaign slogan F the police, although they didn't use the word F, and says he/she had expected to lose to a write-in candidate, actually won the nomination for Cheshire County Sheriff on Tuesday. The victory was first reported by inside sources. In a Friday blog post, DeMezzo said he/she opposes a system that allows thousands of people to walk into a voting booth and vote despite knowing absolutely nothing about the person they were nominating to the most powerful law enforcement position in in the county. I'm running for sheriff because I oppose that very system, and the sheriff has the most hands-on ability in Chester County to oppose that system. She said, the system that let you down by allowing me, a freaking transsexual Satanist anarchist, to be your sheriff candidate is the same system I'm attacking. I'm sorry, and I know it hurts to hear, but that system is a lie. The entire thing is a lie. It's broken from beginning to end, and my existence as your sheriff candidate is merely how this reality has thrown it is thrown into your face, he, she said. Inside sources reports that he, she will now campaign against popular incumbent Democrat Eli Rivera, who is seeking a fifth term. Now listen to this. Marilyn Houston, the chair of the Cheshire County GOP, congratulated DiMezzo for the victory and told inside sources he, she did very well with the primary and that was wonderful. However, Houston said DiMezzo never showed up to the GOP meetings and events despite being invited. Now that's interesting because I wonder if it found, if it came out that another candidate without DiMezzo's baggage was running and it came out that they had used the N-word or something like that or disrespected Black Lives Matter. I wonder if the GOP would still invite them to their meetings like they did with this Satanist transsexual anarchist. I don't know. According to the outlet, DiMezzo comes from a group of libertarian activists that has produced candidates before. DiMezzo hosts an internet show where he, she is referred to as she male. DiMezzo said in her blog post that her his victory as the primary was an argument for anarchism because of how clueless the average voter is. DC garnered 4,200 votes, easily beating a traditional candidate who received only a few hundred votes. Election results show. Sweet Satan, how can you not be an anarchist? DC wrote. Between 75 and 80% of the primary voters, the ones alleged to be more politically aware than the average voter, were completely and totally ignorant of who they were voting for. What is the percentage of the average voter? 90%? 95%? These people are deciding who gets to rule you. The transsexual said before calling on Chester County to secede from both New Hampshire and the U.S. So anyway, it's hard to argue with the point that this weirdo's making. There's a picture of this goofball with the orange and purple hair with the anarchy medallion hanging around his neck, dressed up, and I guess it looks like some kind of party dress. But that's who the Republicans voted for. It's unbelievable. So anyway, let me pass it back to Bob, KAHJOY Liberty Net from KO4FE.
I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big phony tits. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big phony tits. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big phony tits. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big phony tits. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big phony tits. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big phony tits. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy.
time. So I recommend each and every one of you to build better antennas and do everything in your power. And if anybody actually got a signal on this guy,
I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tits.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Grab them by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tits.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Grab them by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tits.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab her by the pussy.
I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tits.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Grab her by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married.
Moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tits.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Grab her by the pussy.
I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tits. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tits. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tits. She's now got the big pony tits. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tits.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab by the pussy.
I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tits. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tits.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tits.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tits.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tits.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tits.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tits.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tits.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tits. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Grab him by the pussy.
She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tits. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Grab him by the pussy.
I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tits.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tits.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Grab him by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tits.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Grab him by the pussy.
I moved on her very heavily, it's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tits. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Grab him by the pussy.
I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily, it's like a bitch. She's now got the big pony tits. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Grab him
grabbing by the pussy. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily, like a bitch. She got up the big phone and said, hey, when you're a star, they like to do it. You can do anything.
Bitch. She's now got the big phony tip. Hey, when you're a star, they like to do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy.
I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch.
She's now got the big phony tip. Hey, when you're a star, they like to do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy.
I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch.
She's now got the big phony tip. Hey, when you're a star, they like to do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy.
I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch.
She's now got the big phony pick. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab by the person.
I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch.
She's now got the big phony pick. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab by the person.
I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch.
She's now got the big phony pick. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab by the person.
I did try and fuck her. She was married.
I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch.
She's now got the big phony tip.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy.
I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch.
She's now got the big phony tip.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Grab him by the pussy.
I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch.
She's now got the big phony tip.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Grab him by the pussy.
I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her very heavily. It's like a bitch.
She's now got the big phony tip.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Grab him by the pussy.
Hey, Jesse, check your, it could be my radio. Check your read out there and see if you're on double zeros. So it looks like it was, it might be on my end there. Do I sound okay?
Yeah, you're right. I'm off frequency a little bit. I was trying to
very heavily. It's like a bitch.
Line, right.
The big phony tip. Hey, when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the pussy.
Hey, you sound good now.
I did try and fuck her. She was
okay,
married.
Okay, moving on.
Very heavily.
Okay,
it's like a bitch.
Come out
there. She's now got the big phony tip. Hey, when you're a star, you can do anything.
Grab him by the pussy.
This is from London. Associated
Press. I moved on her very heavily.
Rejects delay for Assange. Julian Assange. Judge O'Malley rejected a request by lawyers for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to delay his extradition hearing until next year to begin to give his lawyers more time to respond to U.S. allegations that he conspired with hackers to obtain classified information. The adjournment request came on the first day of a London court hearing where Assange is fighting American prosecutors attempt to send him to the U.S. to stand trial for spying charges. U.S. prosecutors have indicted a 49-year-old Australian on 18 espionage and computer misuse charges over WikiLeaks publication of secret U.S. military documents a decade ago. Assange's lawyers say prosecution is political when he motivated abuse of power that will stop press freedom. The U.S. Justice Department expanded its case against Assange in a new indictment announced in June, but Assange attorney Mark Summers said it was an impossible task for the legal team to deal with the new allegations in time for Monday's hearing. He said District Judge Vanessa Bracer would accept Americans' claim. The judge said no, saying she had offered the defense a chance in August to postpone the hearing, and they declined to do so. Let's see what else we can come up with. Let's see, this was a little while ago, but Trump says U.S. doesn't know if Putin Creek was poison. President Donald Trump said that the U.S. doesn't know if Alexei Navalny, Navalny, was poison. Declined to accept the Germans' assessment.
She was married. That the Russian opposition leader was attacked with another agent.
She's now got the big phone in the
Really?
Here's from
See if you're available there by
Mike to Jesse. This is KG4ZXC from N4RO Key Larry in Tennessee. Back to that.
Trump.
And always a pleasure. And once again, you are up here. This is Saturday night Liberty Net running to Sunday morning, and this is KG4ZXC. Send it over to Mr. Bill, KM4FE. What do you got for the 73?
Yeah, okay, KG4ZXC and the Liberty Net. This is KO4FE. Okay, well, I got another one here, Gateway Pundit. You know, one of the problems Trump has is he's, and this is from the beginning, and I don't know how this happened. You'd think he would have had better sense or better advisors, but to... he took in all these people who ended up being nothing but snakes, rotten, unreliable leakers, basically a bunch of traitors. Here's a book. New book reveals General so-called Mad Dog Mattis discussed secret military coup against President Trump while serving in his White House. Can you believe this? A damn general. I don't know what's wrong with the military, but this so-called Mad Dog Mattis is typical. It says... critics are concerned the next phase of the rolling coup may be coming from the military. Is this what the deep state has in store next? On Wednesday, it was reported that General Mad Dog Mattis discussed a likely coup with the federal government officials back when he was working for President Trump. In a book released by Watergate-related Bob Woodward, Mattis reportedly did the following. Said Mattis quietly went to the Washington National Cathedral to pray about his concern for the nation's fate under Trump's command, and according to Woodward, told Coates, there may become a time when we have to take collective action since Trump is dangerous. He's unfit. Of course, this is sedition, the overthrow of the Trump administration. General Mattis was removed from the president's team, and then this June was one of many military leaders from the Obama administration to come out publicly and attack President Trump. This, of course, is unheard of from military men and women of integrity. Mattis wrote an article at none other than The Atlantic, where he shared the following. Now listen to this. This sounds like something that would come out of the New York Times. Mattis wrote, I have watched this week's unfolding events angry and appalled. The words equal justice under law are carved in the pediment of the United States Supreme Court. This is precisely what protesters are rightly demanding. Yeah, he's with the rioters. It is unwholesome and unifying. It is a wholesome and unifying demand, one that all of us should be able to get behind. So he supports Black Lives Matter. We must not be distracted by a small number of lawbreakers. Yeah, burning down buildings, killing people, beating up people, shooting off. Yeah, just a small number. This guy's out to lunch. The protests are defined by tens of thousands of people of conscience who are insisting that we live up to our values. Our values as people and our values as a nation. President Trump. Oh, God. I can't believe this is coming from a general. This sounds like it's coming from a liberal professor. professor. Well, anyway, so the so-called mad dog continued. He said, when I joined the military some 50 years ago, I swore an oath to support and defend the Constitution. How is it defend? Well, I'd break in. How is it defending the Constitution to talk about overthrowing the president? I guess the mad dog didn't read that part. He said, never did I dream that troops taking the same oath would be ordered under any circumstances to violate the constitutional rights of their fellow citizens, much less to provide a bizarre photo op for the elected commander-in-chief with military leadership standing alongside. Well, he is the commander-in-chief, dumb shit. What difference does it make if he was elected? You just joined up. Nobody voted for you to become a general. And what rights was he, you talking about the rights of people throwing bombs, arsonists, people trying to smash through barricades? Are those the rights? What right do people have to throw bombs and light fires? I don't get this. Anyway, the great mad dog continues. He said, instructions given by the military departments to our troops before the Normandy invasion reminded soldiers that the Nazi slogan for destroying us was, quote, divide and conquer, unquote. Our American answer is, in union there is strength. Close quote. We must summon that unity to surmount this crisis, confidence that we are better than our politics. Well, why don't you go tell Black Lives Matter that, mad dog? Obviously, you're all for the riots. Anyway, the great mad dog continues. Donald Trump is the first president in my lifetime who does not try to unite the American people. I guess the great mad dog was in a coma back when Obama was running the country for 8 years. Well, anyway, I'm not going to read the rest of this babble from the great mad dog. He sounds like a liberal professor. But anyway, back to the article. It says, as we reported on Wednesday morning back in June, we also saw President Trump's Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, go against the president in a press conference that he called where he refused to have troops assist in quelling riots in Washington, D.C. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said Wednesday he opposed the use of the military to quell violence in U.S. cities, a stance that run counter to President Trump's vow to invoke the Insurrection Act of 1807 in states with uncontrolled rioting. Esper also said in a morning press conference that he was unaware he was joining Trump on Monday for what the Pentagon chief called a photo op at a church damaged by fire during the protests against the killing of George Floyd by Minnesota police. He said, I say this not only as Secretary of Defense, but also a former soldier and a former member of the National Guard. The option to use active duty forces in law enforcement roles should only be used as a matter of last resort and only in the most urgent and dire situations. We are not in one of those situations now. I do not support invoking the Insurrection Act, Esper said. Well, unfortunately, it's not Esper's call. And Trump did not, he sent in troops to defend federal buildings, which is entirely within his right. You know, I don't know how Trump gets these people. As protests against the United States enter their ninth day, senior U.S. military personnel have been lining up to voice their opposition to a Trump administration that has signaled its eagerness to unleash military force to put down demonstrations. Well, he hasn't done it. So I don't know what these people were talking about. He threatened it, but he hadn't done it. So anyway, the great Mad Dog, he's just a liberal cuck. Espy is another idiot. I mean, at least the great Mad Dog is not in government service. Espy is still in the government. He should be keeping his mouth shut and following orders. I don't know. Wonder what the great Mad Dog would have thought if some of his officers under him had been going out to the media bad-mouthing him in public. I'm sure he wouldn't have stood for that, but he has no problem even talking about staging a coup to get rid of the president. I guess that's within his right, even though nobody elected the great Mad Dog. You know, Trump was elected by the people. Mad Dog was appointed. I don't get how these people who are appointed or government bureaucrats with no accountability can get in there and start talking this kind of seditious talk. The only option for them is, if they don't like the president's policies, resign. Don't go to public and start bad-mouthing him, or certainly not talking about having coups or taking out the president like this Mad Dog, the great patriot who doesn't even know his role in the Constitution. His role as a general is to follow orders, not talk about coups to remove the president. So anyway, Jesse, this is what the military's degenerated into. So anyway, back to you, KG4ZXC and the Liberty Net from KO4FE.
I'm surprised you can read, motherfucker.
Okay, baby, good deal. And you're absolutely correct. Old Bill Mad Dog Madison, yeah, he's appointed. He is not elected, and he's just, he should know better. He should automatically know that, direct structure, and he should understand what chain of command is. Hey, thanks, Bill. Always a pleasure, and great to hear you. God bless you, sir. God bless you, Larry, and God bless America, and God bless our President Donald J. Trump. Bob, thanks for running the net tonight, and I appreciate you being there as well. Mr. Jim K-E-8-I-N-E, I meant to get you right. To behind enemy lines, God bless you, sir. And God bless W1WCR and everyone on the Liberty Net. God bless America. And we'll close the net down at 12:30 a.m. on 9/13/2020. And thank you, Mr. Larry. And if any one of you guys got any other comments, feel free to add it. But I want to thank each and every one tonight for participating. So, Bill, KO4FE, thanks for being there. And Mr. Larry, forward to you and all these other check-ins tonight. 73s, God bless our President Donald J. Trump. God bless America.